God, it's 100 degrees in this room, Josh.
Well, it's because the lights are on. It would be 68 if the lights were off.
We should try that. See what happens.
I don't think we should.
It's one of the... In the winter, it's way too hot, right? In the summer, it's way too cold. I think that's what we experience in this room.
That sounds right.
Or the opposite, I don't know. But whatever it is, the temperature is never correct.
Whatever it is outside, that is not the way you dress for this room.
Right. Cool thing here from Nebraska baseball, who took 2 out of 3 over the weekend, by the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't get swept when they needed it most. Cool thing they did.
Josh!
What?
Josh.
I'm complimenting a Nebraska sports team.
Yeah? While denigrating another...
Denigrated themselves.
Okay.
Play on the field.
People forget that Nebraska baseball had a no-hitter last week. Jackson Brockett. Hashtag every kid's name is Jackson. So this is actually pretty cool. The Nebraska baseball account just tweeted this out a few minutes ago. So the last 9-inning no-hitter by an individual person in Nebraska baseball history took place on April 20th, 1954 by a man named Richard Guyer. He struck out 10. He hit no-hit the Kansas Jayhawks in a 1-0 win on that April day. Afternoon, I assume. Probably weren't playing under the lights. Jax Brockett got a chance to sit down and hang out with Richard Guyer for a while. This is really cool. There's some pictures. It's just him telling stories about baseball. And these two guys, I assume there will be like a video at some point. These two guys linked in Nebraska baseball history forever. Jackson Brockett and Richard Guyer. That's cool. Look, they have him like signing the old like record books and stuff. Maybe they have him. That'd be a cool little collector's item. You have them both sign it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still alive. He's still alive.
Oh.
Richard Guyer, the guy who threw the no-hitter in 1954.
Bit of an upset?
Yeah, he's doing fine.
If you're in college in 1954, yeah, you're of an age.
You're definitely old. He's old.
I would never
he's
say that.
Still telling stories about baseball. All right, Josh, what did you just tweet at me here?
What are we talking about?
What's this about?
Oh, the guys over at Sports Media Watch just sent out a tweet. They, you know, watch
Sports Media. Read it.
Trying to figure out what the angle is for the Edwards-Jordan comparisons. It is, of course, ridiculous to do so this early, and we've had 25 straight years of diminishing every single NBA star by using Jordan as the comparison.
Yep.
Feels almost like setting him up to tear him down.
Not doing that. Not doing that.
The healthy thing to do is to understand that Michael Jordan last played a relevant game in the Clinton administration and that it's okay to just let today's stars exist in their own context.
Okay, fine.
But we all know that will not be happening.
Fine. We don't have to even compare him to Michael Jordan. What I'm saying is he's got the goods. That guy is not only a fantastic basketball player, athletic freak, like all of these things, but he's got the next step that many great players before him did not have. Or he appears to have the next step.
Mm-hmm.
The killer mentality. You know, ever since that stupid documentary came out, everyone stopped talking about nobody will be like Jordan because players these days lack the killer instinct. You got one right in front of your face. And I'm trying to make him good. And everyone's like, no, don't compare him.
They're dapping each other up before the game, like they're friends or buddy.
Good question, by the way, from the text line from Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Did 1940s guy call that first no hitter by Richard Guyer? Good question. I think he was on the call that day, Josh.
Here's the pitch from Guyer. History made in Lincoln today. Richard Guyer throws a no hitter. No.
There won't be another for 70 years.
Old Dickie G did the thing.
He probably was going by Dickie G.
Why
that was
not?
His rap name on Instagram, I heard. Dickie G. Nice. Josh, let's talk about the roast of Tom Brady for a minute.
We love comedy.
Comedy's back.
Well, I mean, we just did a
did
bit.
Did you hear all those jokes last night?
3 hours of jokes.
Nobody should be offended by anything that happened.
There were a number of times, like, can we do this? Or they said we can do this.
Because there was a lot of Aaron Hernandez jokes.
A lot.
There was a lot of Bill Bell. There was one Robert Kraft joke that, you know, didn't seem to be. Tom didn't like that one.
Was that real?
I don't think so. It didn't seem real. People are reacting to it like it's real. Mm-hmm. I didn't think
it was real in the moment, and then I saw a bunch of news articles about it.
I've seen a lot of great clips, a lot from that Tony guy. I don't know who that guy is, but he killed everybody last night. Everyone. Kim Kardashian had a bad night.
Yeah.
Tom Brady had a really bad night. Kevin Hart had a bad night. Rob Gronkowski had a bad night. Really bad. I mean, obviously, it's kind of low-hanging fruit for Gronk. They're just like, this guy's an idiot.
This guy's an idiot. But that's really the only thing they had on him.
He said, he was like, oh, nice of Rob Gronkowski to show up. I thought you were busy writing Santa Christmas cards or something like that. I knew Gronk was here when we ran out of chocolate milk backstage.
They asked him to sponsor Bitcoin, but he said, me know that not real money.
Yeah. Tom Brady lost $30 million in Bitcoin. A lot of divorce jokes.
Yes.
A lot of Giselle jokes.
He didn't seem to like those as much as the other ones.
But he couldn't do anything about any of it. And I liked it.
The real funny ones were the people who brought up the Bridget Moynihan divorce.
Ooh, So did you watch this? It was a Netflix live.
That's right. So if you missed it, you can go back.
So now it's just on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It didn't need to be 3 hours.
Okay, nothing needs to be 3 hours. Right. Let's not hold it to that standard. I saw the clips afterwards, and I thought, oh, boy, this is good. We did not hold anything back.
No.
We were not worried about PC things.
Lots of words were used that you would not use.
We will not be using on the radio.
We will not.
But we went there. In a variety of different angles, from a variety of different angles.
So you have comedians do their bit, and interspliced in between there is guys like Drew Bledsoe doing comedy, Randy Moss.
Yep.
Yeah, that one didn't work.
Gronk.
Gronk. Like, so someone's writing these jokes for these people, but
Definitely. It's
still up to the person to deliver it.
Yeah.
I think Bill Belichick might be funny, guys.
Oh.
He delivered his set quite well. I was very impressed with not only the content, but the
He's going to be on TV this year tenor. Somewhere, right?
Yes, he'll be doing Manning Cast stuff.
Oh, Manning Cast stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if he'll be a third box where a guy's at a third location.
Yeah.
Because we just won't put all these people together in the same place.
It hit all the right notes, though. Mm-hmm. It hit, you know, all the stuff that we make fun of Tom Brady for. He got made fun of for.
So
I'm surprised he agreed to this.
I am too. He must like that sort of thing. Like, he must love like the Comedy Central roasts and the Dean Martin roasts. Like, he must like that to some extent.
Yeah.
But I watched it. I started it last night thinking, okay, this is probably going to come up on the show, so I've got to watch it. I like roasts, but I didn't really want to watch this because I didn't think there was a lot you could get Tom Brady on.
Right.
And turns
out that he would allow to be gotten on.
Yeah. Also, I have a sneaking suspicion that Tom Brady just really likes Anchorman. And it's like, hey,
invite Ron Burgundy.
Could Ron Burgundy come? Like, I don't know. Kind of a dated reference. Do we want to do that? No, I would really like Ron Burgundy to roast.
It was great. We can't play any of it on the show because it was all horrible.
Uh-huh.
But it was quite enjoyable.
Yeah.
If you like Tom Brady, the idea, and I'm sure a lot of people would go for this actually, the idea of Tom Brady just squirming in his chair for three consecutive hours. And they just, like, it's joke about, so the whole, you know, the beats of it was just joke about Tom Brady, cut to Tom Brady. Let's look at his face. And he just.
He was pretty good spirited unless you were talking about Giselle. And then he was like, and then you could tell, like, he kind of wanted to hide.
Then he shrunk.
Yeah. And his response at the end was, I thought, pretty decent.
He ripped off a couple jokes.
He messed with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
He disrespected them.
He did. He definitely disrespected the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good, like, we should do sports bros.
Yes. I think that would be a good avenue.
This
because
is a great idea.
There's a lot of people, like a lot of actors or musicians who...
Like, let's put Pat Bev up there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like the roast of Pat Bev.
Kind
of
take themselves
just
too
put it
seriously.
On, just put it on FS2 or something like that.
Well, no, you can't put it on FS2 because it would all be bleeped.
What? You can't... FS2 would be bleeped?
I don't know.
Isn't FS2 just the streaming... I guess FS2 is a real channel.
Yeah.
Just do it on one of the... Just put it on the Peacock or something.
Yeah. I would be down for this because there's a... There's an avenue there to where you can tell someone we're just joking around.
LeBron, line up. The LeBron roast.
That would be one.
Has there been a LeBron roast?
Not that I remember.
I feel like at some point in his career, LeBron was like, "We need to do this. I need an image check." And there's only so many things you could say, but people are really not happy with me right now. Maybe like when he went to Miami. That would be a great thing for LeBron. Let's all roast LeBron. There's not that many bad things to roast LeBron.
Right, right.
It's just the whole decision thing. We need a retrospective on that.
I would love Adele to get up there and roast LeBron for like 7 minutes.
What's wrong with this guy? He's never done anything wrong before.
Right. Where's the dirt, LeBron?
All right, yeah, I'm in. Let's do sports roast now.
Yeah, I think they kind of hit on something last night. Like, I really ended up enjoying it a lot more than I thought I would.
Andrew writes in on YouTube.
Hi, Andrew.
It says, Tony Hinchcliffe. Yeah, that was the guy who ripped off that just like four consecutive minutes of absolute bangers.
That sounds like Andy Kaufman's alter ego.
He killed, everybody. He just went down the line and roasted everyone. His show Kill Tony is live on YouTube tonight at 8. Hilarious content. Yeah, I love that. I'll just put him in a situation where he can yell at people. That'd be awesome. Also, Kenneth writes in, he says, the roast of Scott Frost coming in April of 2025.
I don't see him agreeing to that. Now,
I
we could
also
do it with him
do
not there.
See that. Yeah, I mean, he kind of has to be there, though.
Yeah.
He kind of has to be there. Maybe he comes back for, you know, in another decade for the... You know, the 40th anniversary of the 97 team or something like that. Everything's bygones are bygones at that point. And Nebraska's won a Big Ten title or they've made a couple playoffs.
I still feel like there's a lot of things that we could bring up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his coaching career would come up.
There's some other things that would come up.
Well, there's that, too. But that, yeah. Yes. There would be a keen interest in the Scott Frost roast.
Oh, I'd watch for sure. I would pay like $50 to watch it on pay-per-view as well.
Kenneth also follows up. He says, I want to make sure you guys saw this April 8th, 2025, because 4-8. That one skipped over my head at first. Thank you, Kenneth.
Clever.
4-8.
Well
That's
written.
That's the joke. I appreciate that. All right. We'll come back. The odd news. The roast of Connor Happer. I mean, you could.
I mean, I would not a lot there.
Why? What? Are you kidding me? There's not a lot there?
You're a nice guy.
Not according to some.
This guy thinks he can do anything.
Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. No, the roast of me would be horrible. But I wouldn't care.
I'm just.
Would you pretend? I mean, you would be like the headline character in the roast of Connor Happer.
I would MC the event for sure.
I mean, you have to tell some jokes too.
Yes, I imagine I could make fun of you wanting to fly a plane.
I imagine so too.
And terrible, terrible tragedies in our nation's history that would garner a laugh.
All right, we'll come back. The odd news is next on 1620 The Zone.